Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Monday afternoon at Conscious Wellbeing for You, and I have a special treat for you today. Her name is Jaina, and she is on the administration of the Pivot School of the North Bay. How are you, Janelle?
I am great, Sue. It's nice speaking with you.
I'm sorry. Am I mispronouncing your name?
It's Jaina. It was my parents'
Jaina.
Compromise when I was born.
Jaina. Okay, good. Got it. And can you tell us exactly what you do on the administration of Pivot School of North Bay?
Yes, I am the executive director, which is sort of like the superintendent of our network of schools. We have four Pivot charter schools, one in Santa Rosa, and we have one up in Chico, and one in Corona, and one in San Diego as well.
Now, how long have these schools all been operating?
All of them are different ages, so to speak, but the Rhodes Education Organization that runs Pivot Charter Schools was incorporated in 2009, and Pivot North Bay there in Santa Rosa has been open since 2010.
Okay, now my son goes to your Pivot School in Santa Rosa, so I know all about
yes.
it, but for the people that don't know about it, I really want them to know about it because it's a great school with some great options for studies and learning and for going to school or staying at home and learning online. Can you explain all that?
Absolutely. I love bragging about our schools. They're all four of the schools are very similar. We are TK through 12th grade, and for all of our grade levels, we do use an online curriculum, but we're not using an online curriculum because we want to be a big virtual school or that we all believe in virtual education. It's actually more the opposite. We're really trying to get as many students as we can to come to our resource center and work with teachers one-on-one and in the small groups and on projects and for socialization and go on field trips. But we're using that online curriculum because I know this might sound cliche and kind of a buzzword these days, but we really use it to individualize students' education. For example,
mm-hmm.
We have high school kids that are only focused on two classes at a time instead of six. But, of course, they're having to do it in double time. They have to get two classes done in 2 months rather than an entire semester so they can make sure they graduate on time. We have some kids focused on one class. We have students who find they love something in a subject matter that they're learning, and we let them go and stop everything for a little while and do a big project so they can really learn more about a subject matter. So we're really using the online curriculum so that the content that a child or a student can learn from an online course is delivered from the online course, and then that allows the teachers to focus on the things that they love to do with kids, which is to work in small groups and one-on-one and to tutor and to do projects and have fun and fill in the gaps where on the things that they can't understand on their own, but in very small groups. I mean, teachers, we have marvelous teachers in the local school districts, and when you speak to them, the one thing that they say that frustrates them the most is that they see so many students during the course of the day, they don't get to spend that really individual personal time with kids one-on-one that they like to. And so we're eliminating the teacher's responsibility of having to come up with objectives-based lesson plans and backwards mapping and turn in all their lesson plans and everything, because essentially our standards-based curriculum has already done that, and then teachers have the time to do projects and to get to know the kids really well and work in very, very small groups with them. And that's our whole focus of using an online curriculum, whether it's as a kindergartner or as a senior.
Right. Now, let me put one thing out there and have you explain it also, because I get this question a lot. The question I get a lot when I tell people that my son does online schooling is, oh, my gosh, but doesn't he miss out on all that socialization that he would normally get at a regular school? Now, please explain for our listeners that you do have clubs and you do have field trips and you do have other options for the socialization aspect.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking that. And it is probably, the most important thing that we're trying to focus on with these kids is being in a safe environment, and that's why we want to keep our school site small so that we can offer clubs. We have gaming clubs. We have a journalism club. We have a music club. We have at some of our other sites a chess club and a drama club and all kinds of things that the students can participate in. As well, when they're on at our resource center, they don't have to just be working on their academics. Of course, if they want help from teachers and subject matters, then they're working on their academics. But then they also do the clubs and they also do workshops, which is like a small classroom. It's just that it's not the teacher's not delivering the entire content. They're remediating and going over some things that students might not understand. And then based on what they seem to understand, the teacher will usually wind up doing a project or something fun or a game to really, you know, drive home that knowledge for the kids. So there's a lot of socialization. We do field trips at least once a month, sometimes two. In addition to the field trips that all the grade levels go on, we also have community service opportunities that they go on. We have middle school does PE with a teacher once or twice a week as well to keep them kind of moving. And we also have fun Fridays where we have barbecues and parties and hat days and wear your pajamas to school days and all kinds of fun things for the kids to participate in. In addition to, obviously, they get breaks. We don't make them just sit at their computers all day long either. They get breaks and they play music and play games during breaks as well. So they get a lot of socialization. It's a really important part to why we created such a neat resource center there in Santa Rosa.
Right, right. And I wanted to add on that my son and I do a lot of things outside of school that are, you know, very, you know, outside the school curriculum, nothing to do with school. And we get a lot of socialization that way because he is able to get his schoolwork done well before the end of the day and at his own pace. So there is no traditional public school that's holding him back. And his regular school was holding him back before. He was getting work that should have been done in class. It was coming home and passing itself off as homework because he had got into sixth grade, and they decided that once you hit sixth grade, the thing for teachers to do all day is just lecture and not have the kids do any of their work in class. So everything came home and was called homework. So he had daily homework, and he had weekly homework, and he had long-term homework, which they gave him a month to do. And each day his homework would take him from the time he got home until after 10 o'clock at night to get it done, and it was just sucking the life out of all of us. He had no time for family. He had no time for guitar lessons. He had no time for friends. He had no time for karate lessons. He had no time for hikes. And now we get to do all those things because he can usually get his homework done, you know, within a very small span of time, like between breakfast and lunch or at least well before dinner time. And then he has time to play with friends and get some exercise too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, again, I don't fault traditional teachers whatsoever. It's very difficult to work with classes of 25 to 35, which is where some of our traditional classes are at this point, and be able to make sure that all kids are understanding what it is they need to understand, and then also get them to practice it, you know. And so with our small learning environments, whether a family is choosing to send their student to our resource center daily, which is a possibility, or once a week or twice a week, or just completely, you know, be semi-virtual and just meet with their teachers once in a while, they can get a lot more done when it's concentrated efforts and the students aren't moving in the hallways from class to class, and then they have library time. And literally most of our students can get their work done. If they're, again, some students work at different paces, but they can usually get it done between 3 and 4 hours. And, you know, and break it up. You know, we work with families and learning how to break it up and give longer breaks and what maybe might go good together, like pairing up two different courses or classes and then giving them a break and then pairing up two others so that the kids aren't a little bit, aren't overwhelmed. And every family does it differently, and that's the beauty of what we have to offer is, you know, we really do cater it. Our credentialed teachers work with the families to come up with a schedule that's going to work for that student, and it's all very, very different. We have kids coming to us, Sue, that are essentially, you know, bored in the traditional school. We have 11 advanced placement courses, and a lot of times schools are no longer able to provide some advanced placement courses, so they get bored because they are having to learn at the same pace as everybody else in their class. We get kids that are behind in credits, and they need to catch up, and we give them a way to do that and the one-on-one attention to support them to do that. We get students who are professional athletes and professional actresses and actors, and most of those kids don't even come to our resource center, but they're traveling all around the country and the state and the world doing their profession, and they're still getting a fully accredited, very rigorous education at the same time. They're just doing it differently, you know. I try to say to families and my fellow colleagues that are working in traditional schools, look, I don't claim that we do it any better, but we do it differently. And different is
right.
What the students who enroll at Pivot Charter School needs, for whatever reason
right.
that might be. You know, it's a very, you know, education is education. In California, we have strong educators. We just do it a little bit differently for the kids who need different,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, we also have students that have illnesses, and they're not able to come to a school site, but they still want to learn, you know, and they still
right.
want something to sort of, you know, take their attention away from some of the things that they're going through. Another very sad fact is that we have so many, and I mean at all four of my schools, we have so many students that are dealing with some form of anxiety, and going to school is very uncomfortable for them, or they've been bullied. They're
right.
very, very bright kids, and they're afraid of being smart in a traditional classroom because they get bullied.
Right.
And then we get other kids that it's just really, really hard for them to learn, and they need to learn in a different way. And so we
right.
get students of all different walks, all over the spectrum, all different walks of life, which is great. We have English language learners. They find the online curriculum easier because they can actually stop the curriculum when they don't understand something and ask a question right when they don't understand it, as opposed to having to interrupt a classroom or stay after school or what have you. And that really helps our English language learners learn as well. So it's
mm-hmm.
it's not right for everybody, but it's a very strong option for a lot of kids in different situations.
And I want to just emphasize that this is an accredited school, folks. And can you tell us how your curriculum at Pivot differs from the curriculum, if at all, of traditional schools?
Well, that's a great question. We are fully accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, and that's where most traditional California public and private schools are accredited through. And the curriculum itself, we have it is all based on the Common Core standards, and we have our high school courses are approved through the University of California A through G process as well, which for a student who wants to go to UCs or CSUs, that's a very important part of the process. So the curriculum for all of our K-8 students is one curriculum, and 9th through 12th grade we use a different curriculum. We use Compass Learning K-8, and we use APEX for 9th through 12th. So it's two different types of curriculum, two different companies, I should say. But it's very interactive, especially at the K-8 level. They log into their computer, and they go to the site where the curriculum is, and their courses are there right where they left off yesterday. The students can see everything that they've done, everything that they need to do. Mom and dad can see everything that the student has done and what they need to do. The teachers can log in and see everything that the student is doing. And that's about 90% of our teachers' job. Well, maybe not 90. It's about 70% of our teachers' job is to be logging in and watching what the students are doing so that the teacher can then get the help to the student that they might need. And so they have to log in every day, and they'll call or they'll text the parent or the mom or the dad at work or the grandma or the student and say, hey, I'm noticing this, you know, and we need to work on that, or we need to get a couple more assignments done, or maybe you should come to the resource center to get help on that math because I noticed you spent a lot of time in it and maybe you're struggling in it. So that's our teacher's job. But the kids go through it, and sometimes there's videos, sometimes there's animations, sometimes there's YouTube, sometimes there's all different formats of the content delivery. But when the student doesn't get something and it's testing, so to speak, or assessing the student's knowledge, the student will end up having to go back and relearn the material, which is great. It's just like a traditional classroom, but it's coming through their computer. There are writing assignments in all of the courses, and they're very frequent. Sometimes they're smaller assignments. Sometimes they're larger. At the high school level, they actually have to collaborate with other students on some things that they're being assigned. All of our grading of written assignments are all done by our credentialed teachers, so they have to be submitted that way. So it's very similar as far as, you know, format to what a student has to do in a traditional classroom. It's just not the teacher standing in front of them in a classroom with 30 to 35 other kids telling them what it is they need to know or, you know, trying to meet the needs of all the students. It's really just one curriculum, one kid at a time, at their pace, doing what they're interested in and getting the remediation that they need at that moment that they need it. And that's really important to us.
Yeah, it is. Okay, here's what I'm going to do now. With less than 15 minutes left to the show, Jaina, I'm going to give out the guest call-in number to this show for our listeners. And then what I would love to have you do is give out a number where they can reach you and ask you questions about the Pivot School. So
okay, great. You mean after the show, correct?
Yeah, if they want to call you after the show, what number do they call? But first, give me a minute to give them the call-in number to this show. And everybody get a pencil ready. That call-in number, if you want to ask Jaina questions on air right now, is 929-477-3282. That's 929-477-3282. And I'll give it to you again after Jaina tells you where you can reach her and ask her questions about Pivot School of North Bay.
Great. And that number is obviously area code 707-843-4676. And since I'm not at the site every day, since I hop around from each one of our sites all over the state of California, Anna Toso is the woman you would ask for, and she is our admissions coordinator. And she walks the students through. She will give you tours. You can bring the entire family and see the workshops and see the clubs and see the resource center, play on the curriculum, and,
Jaina, guess
you know,
what? You got a question coming in.
Great.
Give me a second.
Good. Thank you.
Hello, caller. You are on Conscious Wellbeing for You with Sue and Jaina. What can we do for you? Oh, you got to hang up. Sorry about that, Jaina. They hung
That's
up.
That's okay. Quite all right.
And can you give that number again to reach you or to reach who did you mention?
Her name is Anna Toso, T-O-S-O, and she is our admissions coordinator, and that would be at our Pivot North Bay site at 707-843-4676, or they can just stop by the Resource Center, and that's located at 2999 Cleveland Avenue, and that is right down from Coddington Mall, right down the street.
You know what Cody and I love to do after school some days? Some days we go to Coddington Mall, and there's a wonderful restaurant there, well, a few of them, but the one that we love is called Sea Noodle Bar. So if anybody's ever looking for some sort of Thai, it's mostly Thai, and some of it is what they call deconstructed Thai, so you can put it together yourself the way you want it. We love to go there after school. But anyway, here is the guest call-in number again for anybody who wants to call and ask Jaina a few questions in the last 10 minutes of the show now. It's 929-477-3282, and now we've got a caller in again. Give me one second, Jaina.
Sure.
Hello, caller. You are on Conscious Wellbeing for You with Sue and Jaina. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering, what is the student-teacher ratio at Pivot?
All of our teachers, they have what we call a caseload of students. So they're the way I refer to it, and the students don't like to be called babies, but they're their babies. So every teacher has roughly 25 students who they're 100% responsible for, making sure that the students are getting done what they need to get done. And then on site, it's about 10 to 1. depending on how many students show up on a given day, but it generally doesn't go over 10 to 1 in each one of our little resource center areas.
Were there any other questions, caller? Caller in, were there any other questions?
And is there a waiting list?
At this point, we don't have a waiting list, but we have had to go to waiting lists in the past, especially in the springtime, and I'm glad you asked that question. We do take students throughout the school year. We have taken students, as long as we have a teacher that we can assign to them appropriately and keep our caseload small and our class sizes small on site, then we will continue to take students. Occasionally, however, the resource center programs may have a wait list. For example, if a student wanted to come 5 days a week but were already full in that grade level at the resource center, they may have to be put on a wait list to get into the five-day-a-week program. We have 5 days a week offered Monday through Friday, but we also have a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday afternoon program for grades 6 through 12. So sometimes families that can't get into the five-day-a-week morning program will opt for the three-day-a-week afternoon program, which I know we've never had to go to a wait list for that program, only the morning program so far.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Now, caller in, you were the first caller into my show. Can you give me your name, please? Oops, he hung up. Okay. I will call him back later and offer him his prize because I offer a prize to first caller into my show each time.
Awesome.
And,
that's great.
That is about it for that. Now, what else have I not asked you, Jaina, that you would have loved for me to ask you on my show today?
Graduates, about our wonderful graduates and our graduation, because I like to, as much as there, some students use Pivot Charter School to be sort of a place where, especially at the high school level, they kind of want to get their act together, or in the middle and elementary school level, they're using us as a homeschool program while families are interested in homeschooling. I like to think of it as every student that's going to come to us is going to stay with us and graduate with us. So that is our goal, and we have a wonderful, wonderful graduation ceremony. The kids have caps and gowns, and a lot of times families think that charter schools don't do that, and especially one that uses an online curriculum, and yes, we do. And we have a special rose ceremony where students actually share their feelings with their families and with their teachers, a lot of traditions in our graduations. We have, of our graduating senior class, we are at a 98% graduation rate of the seniors that are with us throughout their senior year, which is a little different than the way the Department of Ed calculates it, but that's important to us. So that is something that I think students, it's kind of a rite of passage, and I want all families to know that we love our graduation ceremonies, and they're very, very special. So that's an important thing to a student. Also, our web page address, which gives a lot of information on it, is www.pivotnorthbay.com. So families can look for more information on our web page and even fill out an inquiry form if they would like to. What else can I tell you? We are governed by an incredible non-for-profit governing board. They're my bosses, so to speak. We have former superintendents on our governing board. We have city managers on our governing board. We have fiscal experts on our governing board. We have legal experts. And they don't get paid. It's totally voluntary. They don't get health insurance or anything like that. And they're very, very passionate about offering options to students. And that's really why I got into this. I've been in the traditional classroom. I've worked for school districts and private schools, and I just like families having options, and that's just important for the United States to have as many options for kids as there are needs for alternatives in education. Not everybody learns the same way, and we don't want to be putting square pegs into round holes when it doesn't
right.
fit. You know,
absolutely.
Again, it's not the traditional. Yeah, it's not that traditional education is bad. It's just we need some options. That's all. There's
now
wonderful educators in Santa Rosa.
For people who are not quite sure what they're hearing, if the sound isn't good on your computer speaker or something, we're saying pivot school, like pivoting on one foot around in a circle, P-I-V-O-T, pivot school of the North Bay. And Jana, can you give out that web address again, please?
Yes, it's www.pivotnorthbay.com, and the phone number is 707-843-4676.
Fabulous. Was there any last message that you'd like to put into a nutshell for us in the last 4 minutes of the show here?
I would just say come on by and say hello and come visit the Resource Center and meet our students and our teachers. I think probably we have – the curriculum is wonderful, but I have to say that the most special thing about Pivot Charter School North Bay is our staff. These are teachers – I think we do our interview process very differently. We're looking for some unique qualities that would be a good fit at our school, and I'm very proud to say that we hire well, and these teachers bend over backwards to make sure that students get what they need to be successful, that they feel good about themselves, that they get everything that they need to learn to like education again, like learning again, and support the families to do like you do, Sue, with your child, and providing what you think is a solid education for them. And a lot of fun, too. That's important.
Well, about
it
that liking learning thing again. About that liking learning again thing that you just mentioned, you certainly
mm-hmm.
succeeded with Cody, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's great. I am so glad to hear it.
And I wanted to thank you so much for being on the air with us. Before I let you go, I just wanted to say thank you. We really, really appreciate having you and being able to hear from you. And I know that my listeners did, too. I'm quite sure they did, and I can thank you for them as well. And we have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to let you say goodbye to my listeners now.
Okay, great. And thank you, Sue. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share about Pivot Charter Schools. It's a wonderful, safe, caring educational environment that works for a lot of students. So listeners, just no matter what school you choose for yourself or for your students, your children, make sure it's a good fit. The whole Santa Rosa area has a lot of tremendous options, great traditional schools, but there's so much out there. Please do what's best for your student and find something that really works for them. And I appreciate the fact that the area has so many different options. It's important. So
she's absolutely right, good folks. That is very, very important. Jane, I'm going to let you go now. Thank you
okay,
so
great.
Much again for being on with me today. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And, folks, that is the show for today. With 2 minutes left, I just want to wish you all a wonderful rest of your week from Conscious Wellbeing for You. My name's Sue Hirsch, and if you want to ask me a little more about Pivot School or have me put you on to what number to call again, you can check it out in my archives or you can call me at area code 707-762-3578 because the number I gave out before is only for the show. If you want to be on the air with a question or comment, that number for next time is 929-477-3282, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye now.